More than 1,000 artisans at the Swami Magazine, adjacent to the Tafo Cemetery in Kumasi, have lost their workshops. This follows a ruling in favor of a businessman, Kwesi Opong, which declares him the rightful owner of the land. He has therefore demolished all the structures on the land. We bring you a news desk report.
The Kumasi court in August 12, 2012 ruled that all squatters should vacate from the land to enable the legitimate owner to have access to it. The court further warned the chief of Tafo against encouraging any group of persons, including the artisans, to occupy the land. Upon persistent request for the artisans to relocate had failed, the court granted the leave for the owner to apply maximum force to eject them. A combined team led by the police Buffalo unit stormed the place and demolished the structure, which the squatters claimed was executed without human face, as they were not allowed to remove their property, including defaulting cars that they were working on. A visit to the site by our correspondent showed some of the district artisans counting their losses. Two of the artisans told our correspondent that now that the ruling has gone against them, they were expecting that Mr. Opon would deal leniently with them by giving them ejection notice, which never happened. According to them, they have been left stranded and pleaded with the landlord to have mercy upon them by giving them time to relocate. Officials of the Electricity Company of Ghana were also seen around removing their wires from the poles. They claimed some of the meters had either been destroyed or stolen. The owner of the land, Mr. Opon, said he acquired the land as far back in 1993 and the lease 3 years later. He said the squatters ignored the persistent appeal to them to relocate to enable him to develop the land. Mr. Opon said his patience was overstretched, saying that there is nothing he could have done after the court had spoken.
That was a news desk report.